Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices. March corn up 3 1/4 cents at 554 and a quarter. March wheat down 1/4 cent, 663 and 3/4. March beans up 21 1/2 cents at 1405. Very strong day out here in the beans. It acts like the Chinese were buyers, but we did not see any flash sales this morning. We didn't see any yesterday. We're going to see some tomorrow. It's certainly possible out here. But the meal and oil were both strong. Oil making new contract highs. Let me verify that real quick. Yeah, new contract highs. So, you know, the oil has been the big driver behind this thing, but the meal was up 440 on its own. Now, we made the contract highs in December corn and November beans last night. I would think that we've got a good shot at seeing a move higher again here today. You know, it's just the general tightness and people worried about these carryouts. It's hot and dry. Southern Brazil, it's hot in Argentina. The harvest really hasn't gone full gangbusters yet in Brazil, but I think it's getting closer. Certainly by the end of the month, I think they're really going to be going gangbusters out there. But the problem is getting the trucks into the ports. So, you know, will the Chinese continue to buy U.S. or try to wait it out for the Brazilian beans? That's been the question of the last week or two. But people are assuming that these carryouts are getting smaller. The bean carryout doesn't have much room. If we see this bean carryout get under 100 million bushels, you know, we could be looking at $16 beans without too much trouble trying to quell the demand out here. Interest rates and inflation are on a lot of people's minds. The bonds are down another half a basis point here this morning. They're down to 61.30 at the 161.30, down 14. That's the lowest prices in over a year on the bonds. So people are talking about inflation creeping back in. You know, overall, there's still this bullish mentality out here. But we haven't made new contract highs in March corn or March beans. We expect to make new highs on the last Friday of the month. Will it be the new crop that does it? Can old crop catch up? Old crop is about 22 cents away in the corn. They're around 35 cents, 33 cents away in the beans. So over the next couple of days, it's certainly possible that we could get there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.